The governing body for high school sports in Illinois is defying Governor J.B. Pritzker's order to put all winter sports on hold. Eric Stock reports the Illinois High School Association decided basketball will go on as scheduled starting in late November.
IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says the association's committee of doctors, trainers, and school officials believe basketball can be played with limited risk of COVID spread based on what they've seen in fall sports played in neighboring states.
And I think our board just reached the point to say, hey, you know, we really need this to give this a try for our students.
The IHSA's announcement came a day after the state moved basketball into a high-risk category for COVID infection, citing a resurgence of the coronavirus in Illinois. The IHSA says it was blindsided by the move.
We don't want to be adversarial with the governor's office over with IDPH. We'll continue to communicate with them as we have way back into the summer. But with the board's action, it has us going obviously in a different direction, which we hope will be the betterment for our students and for our schools.
Governor J.B. Pritzker warned that schools going ahead with the basketball may face legal consequences.
We've told school districts what the rules are, and I think they all know. So, IHSA may have their views of it, but school districts know what the rules are, and I think that, you know, it's unfortunate, but they would be probably taking on legal liability.
Players and coaches would wear masks and socially distance on the bench. For now, the IHSA will stick with the state's gathering restriction of 50 people, so that means no fans. I'm Eric Stock.